It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoie.
All right, ready or not, here we come from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. How'd you say that in Spanish, Jim?
That's too much for Spanish.
It's got cocina in it.
Okay, good.
That's how you say it? Something with cocina, right?
Okay.
Am I wrong? I don't know.
No, that's...
Cerveza.
Our guest is
not here.
You know, if you talk, I have to introduce you.
I'm sorry.
No, I got admonished by... I got admonished by another talk show host.
Oh.
If your guests talk, you have to introduce them. I'm like, oh, really? Because you host this show. Yeah. Anyway, that's John Homerding. Welcome to this show.
Thank you, Paul.
Relics and Rods Run to the Sun, the 47th annual, and his co-chair, Mike White, is here, too. Give me the voice.
Yeah, yeah. I am here.
Wow. He's way up there.
He's really.
Thanks for checking
really
our levels.
Here.
So another
yeah,
run
so
to the sun.
So much for the sound check.
Right. Another run to the sun this year. And it's going to be a fun run to the sun. How do you like that?
I like that.
That's like Cat in the Hat stuff. So I told Marissa June, who's sitting up front, that I didn't have time to go over the ticket giveaways with her. So I asked her to listen, like a heads up.
Uh-huh.
Because we're going to give away Cardinals tickets for this Sunday, plus parking pass. It's 105 kickoff, four tickets plus parking pass to see the Arizona Cardinals and the Tennessee Titans. Yeah, and
Very good.
Right. I think the Sun Devils are on the road. And then I've got the Marlon Wayans tickets. Still have five pair, I think. And I interviewed Marlon yesterday, late in the day. He was just arriving in Atlanta, Georgia. Believe it or not, Scary Movie 6 is going into filming. Now, him and his brother, Sean, did 1 and 2, but not 3, 4, 5. So, 6, I don't even know who did those. So, it was like one of those, and they're going to be promoting Scary Movie 6 here pretty soon. So,
cool.
It's going to be a cool interview on all three stations. Listen up for that, and you can win tickets. But we'll give him away today on Speak Out as well. He's performing this Saturday night at 8 p.m. at the Tropicana Laughlin. It's called the Wild Child Tour. He goes up and he vamps. He doesn't really have a set written out or anything. He just goes up, starts talking. He gets standing ovations every time he does a stand-up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Doesn't really pattern himself after anybody like some comedians will say they do. But no, he's a genuine guy. He's a deep thinker.
Uh-huh.
Let's put it that way. So,
he just reads the audience that accurately.
Yes, absolutely.
Very cool.
I'm gonna try this tonight. But this he came up with this. Listen to this. How deep this is, Jim. You could never think of this.
Thanks.
Comedy is the magic of learning to be appropriate.
Yeah.
Is that not true?
Very
or
heavy.
What? That
no
is,
wonder,
right?
No wonder I'm not funny.
Let's talk about Run to the Sun.
Good, John.
Because, again, this year you're going to be my co-host.
Yes.
That's funny in itself.
Yeah, it can be, yes.
And Mike will be our, what do we call Mike?
I'm your gopher.
He's our executive find people to talk to us person.
Yeah, he's like a producer.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
What we call a producer.
Yeah.
We give you a producer credit. Who wants to go first and tell us what's happening, where the tickets are available? Are you guys with online ticket sales yet?
No, I don't believe so. We are we?
No.
No,
Mike's shaking his head like, I wish we were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you bring it up, it's, oops, another thing we got to think about.
The gates at the show open at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
And we have our London Bridge Resort staff at the gates at 7 a.m. ready to sell tickets.
The reason I asked about online, think about this, gentlemen, before you go, you know, people can't
figure
it out.
No, it's not a bad idea.
The county fair upped their attendance by 6% this year, and they had online ticket sales for the very first time.
You think that was were related?
They think it was. Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
Right, right.
No, I think it's a great idea. We'll have to give that to our computer staff because I don't even know how to turn mine on.
You mean Kelly?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what tell people about the biggest show on the West Coast.
It's our 47th event. We're on the London Bridge Golf Course again. They love us there. We love to be there. It's not too many car shows are on a golf course, so we're unique. We have a lot of things going on. This year we have a kids zone, so the family invited. We're working on getting some Hot Wheels contest going. We don't have that sewed up yet, but we have a fun zone with a whole bunch of things to do. We also have, what else is new? The display of the...
Yeah, our Cackle Fest that will be going on.
Wait,
the, what? For those that were at the show last year, we have previously had tour groups come in, and we put them in a specific area at the run. So now, with the assistance of Mr. John Yola, we're going to have race cars there, and a couple of times a day, they're going to light them off, and we're going to have a Cackle Fest.
Just to expand
we're not
on
talking
that.
About a bunch
that
of
means
hens.
Noise. That means a bunch
not,
of noise.
We're not talking about a bunch of hens getting together. We're talking about the headers when they're popping.
Yes.
Well, no. Gotcha. More specifically,
what?
We're talking about the firing up of a fuel car.
Ah.
That, so it is something special.
See, we're in Jim's wheelhouse now.
This,
yeah.
is a, this is the firing up of nitromethane-powered cars.
And we also have... Oh, I'm sorry, Jim.
Go. I was just going to say, okay. And alcohol... cars are referred to in the drag race trade as fuel cars.
This is Don Prudhomme and Cha Cha Bounty stuff.
Yes,
right,
exactly.
Right, right.
We haven't heard back from them yet.
Oh, well, we don't want to give too much credit then. But that's what a Cackle Fest is when you have a bunch of fuel cars and you fire them up. And it isn't like a noise. It's like getting hit with a 2x4.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about ear protection for the folks out
what?
There that want to see this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, I have, you know, they're called DB filters
right.
for my ears.
Sure.
But not everybody does.
Well, we're outside. It's going to be coordinated
okay.
off, so they're not going to be standing right next to the cars. They're not going to be allowed to.
We're going to assign monitors to keep the crowd back a certain distance. Just in case a blower belt breaks or any of those kinds of things.
Right, right, right. A little bit of liability going on there?
Yeah.
Mr. Event guy?
Yeah, could be.
Some of the other things that we really working towards family-orientated, we have the London Bridge Model Boat Club that races on Lake Cal that's on the golf course. They race, and they let the kids race, too. So that's family-orientated. And the more families, the better, because it really is a family event, even though we have five beer booths on the premise that you can walk from one to another while you're looking at the cars.
Well, and how do you think those families were formed?
That enables you to bring the family.
Yeah, definitely.
So the boat races, back to the boat races.
Yes.
Last year was the first year for that, correct?
Oh, no. We've done that for,
what,
5-6 years now at least. At least.
Because I had him on also, the organizer or the president of that club.
Yes, and I know his name well, and I can't get it up in my head.
Yeah, it was fascinating how those are put together and the scale and
the
all
scale,
of that.
The accuracy is fabulous.
Right, right.
Definitely.
Really cool to see.
Mike, you want to just run through the weekly events real quick?
Yeah, on Wednesday, October the 15th, that's our first registration day. And for the grand sum of $10, you can buy a reserved parking space. So both days, you have your own space, and you can come to it, and nobody can.
And that's at the London Bridge Resort Convention Center.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's where all of that stuff is picked up. And then the kickoff dinner, of course. And then on Thursday, we have our sponsor and vendor setups. We've got the swap meet car corral is going to be getting set up. More reserved parking, sales, registration, and check-in. The poker run goes off. And we segue on into Friday, October the 17th, with essentially the show and shine and everything that we mentioned before kind of rolls into Friday and Saturday both.
Mike, explain to people what the car corral is, because that's kind of a big deal.
Right. The car corral is basically a swap meet where individuals will bring a little trailer or drive a car in or stuff that you might have in your garage and you want to get rid of.
Used car parts, usually. Used hot rod parts.
A lot of used
car parts.
A lot
of unique things.
You guys are into reusing and recycling?
Wow. Yes.
I had no idea you were so green.
Well, our cars are 50, 60, 70 years old.
I understand. I understand.
And once again, we are going to have our 47th annual Run to the Sun beer for sale.
Oh, that's important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Actually, it is important.
Collector's items.
Yes. Right, right. Do you guys collect those cans?
Yeah, actually, I do.
You do? How far back? All of them?
Well, yeah, all 12 of them they drank. Does that count?
is that Mud Shark, right?
Mud Shark Brewery. Thanks to Scott. He does a fantastic job for us. He has somebody do all the art working on the cans, and the cans look just like our T-shirt logos and everything else, so it all blends in, and it's really, really nice.
The only thing I have to add there is that John never stops at 12.
Yeah.
They're shooting the cans!
You might mention where people can get those beers, because people might want to get a beer ahead of going to the show, or perhaps even after.
Mud Shark.
Mud Shark, Roamer Beverage is going to be distributing those to the local markets. Some of the private clubs will have them also. For instance, the American Legion, the Eagles, maybe the Elks, perhaps the VFW. I'm not sure on all of those, but the American Legion will definitely have them.
Nice. Affordable?
We think so.
Well, they
set their own
Chase
price.
Field, what I was talking about.
They buy it and they set their own price. So
you remember what I was telling you about the Chase Field?
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Not that bad.
It won't be a $17 a can.
See, I don't want to mention the amount.
Just the going. I'm sure it'll be the going rate. I know last year was our first year, and most of the places did a fair job of the going rate for other beers.
Sure.
Other specialty beers. So it's. It's great, actually. Smith's is one of the big grocery stores that carry it, and they sold out three or four times last year.
Yeah, that's great.
So we had to keep restocking them. Roamer Beverage.
So we talked about the car corral. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about, or is that what it's called?
Yeah, the car corral.
Okay, let's talk about Friday again. What's happening on Friday?
Well, on Friday...
that's the big day we're there.
Yes. We have...
important.
Our registration check-in, the reserved parking, sales, the show and shine starts. We do our giveaways. We also have a rock crawler display that people can look at. And if you choose to do so, there is beer there.
Oh.
Roamer provides all of the beer wagons and does a heck of a job for us every year.
And they also have water and soda
right
for the children.
The best part about Friday is when you guys get all hectic Jim slows down. He's right. Kicked back in the semi. I can always find him in there. He's just, you know, just doing his thing.
Enjoying the
music.
That's
right.
Oh, yep. Yeah, that's called taking a nap.
Well, I'm pretty old, you know. I've got to.
Oh, you're fine.
Well, yeah, and you touched on it, and I have to throw it out. Then at 11 o'clock, we're live on KNTR.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that'll be the interesting part about that is it's actually Speak Out 2.0 is scheduled that day. But we'll go into this show, but we'll have those sponsors and our sponsors at the same time. It'd be pretty
Very
interesting.
Cool.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. And we encourage people from Bullhead Laughlin and Kingman to come down for the show as well, right?
Absolutely.
Do you have good participation from them?
Actually, in the past, 60% of our entries were out of town.
Wow.
Yes, so we get a good. So what's nice about our show is because there's so many car shows in town that are all great, but one thing about our show is 60% of people from out of town, so you see cars you've never seen before. We also get them from out of state. We also have gotten them from overseas
okay.
in the past. This year, I'm not sure. So it's very unique compared to every other car show in town, which are great, but that's a nice thing to have in our back pocket with all the new cars.
Jim, I like how he snuck that in there.
Yeah.
We have other car shows in town that are great, but...
but.
Not as great.
I said but.
Not as great.
I said but. Exactly. Again, it is October 17th. That's a Friday. We are going to be on site there at the golf course. It's Bridgewater Links. Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, Bridgewater Links Golf Course. And we'll go over the entrances and how people can get in and bring their scooters. That sort of thing, right? The mobility devices?
Yeah, individual ones. And not golf carts
no.
or anything, but individual mobility.
Right. Mm-hmm. Again, we have tickets to give away for Marlon Wayans. It's a Wild Child Tour this Saturday, October 4th. We have a few pair left. 8 p.m. at the Tropicana Laughlin. Man, he's going to be funny, I'm telling you. Interviewing him was an eye-opener for me. It was very, very cool. There's five siblings that are in comedy.
Uh-huh.
One of them's female, Kim. Oh. They were all on in Living Color. They're like the Osmonds of comedy. You
very
think
cool.
about it.
Very
but it was very, very eye-opening for me. And then if you want the Cardinals tickets, call as well. Don't call this number. Call Marissa June up front. Give her something to do. 928-855-9336. Where is she? I think she's going to thump me in a minute.
Yes, yes, you're
928-855-9336 for... If you want Cardinals tickets, there's four of them plus parking pass, or we'll send you to Marlon Wayans in Laughlin on Saturday night. Again, we have John Homerding and Mike White, co-chairs of the 47th Annual Relics and Rods Run to the Sun. There you go. Got it all in there, guys.
Very good.
It's only, what, the fifth year? That I've done this one?
Oh, more than that.
And then going back.
Yeah, yeah. The second time.
Yeah, right. Back with Wonder Woman. Stay with us on Speak Out. Here's a little Chuck Berry. And that'll get you banned from radio in the 50s anyway, right? From
true.
No, they had white. They called it white radio.
Uh-huh.
You know, at least those artists did, like Little Richard. And it's very interesting to study. I actually had a music class in college that was history of rock music. As funny as that sounds,
yeah,
it was a challenge. It was a big challenge to go back and stuff you didn't you thought you knew. That, yeah, you had no clue.
And to have black artists get airtime.
On their station.
Yeah.
But not so much. They were more underground. Right. So, and if you sounded black, they did that too. So, all right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. What do we say about Mojave Mortgage?
Love those guys.
That's right. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. By Just Meats.
Yes.
Salmon's Air Conditioning. By Springberg Wealth Management. Yes, you were on the air, Mike. Lonzi Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road. And A&B Propane, our newest sponsor. Real people, real service, no hidden fees, no runaround. ABPropaneAZ.com. Are you a customer, Jim?
You
have propane, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
What do you mean indirectly?
Oh, indirectly. They very kindly are a sponsor of the balloon festival.
Oh.
So they, all of those balloons that are airborne.
So they indirectly invoice you.
Yeah. They invoice Steve and the balloon fest group.
Right.
Couple quick things, if you don't mind, Paul.
Is it regarding the fashion show?
Not yet. I was gonna say people, the participants that bring their cars, mm-hmm. They can leave them there, get them there. They get reserved parking for $10 extra, and we give them a sign. But we have security Friday night.
That's important.
For the Marines. The Marines are kind enough to come out, and they're on the golf course, riding around in golf carts, keeping the site secure for 24 hours. So that's great. Also, the price of admission is only $15 for both days.
Wow.
So that's we've kept trying to keep that as low as possible because we want the families to be able to come. And children, I believe it's 12 or under, are free. So
something I don't think that you guys realize is the importance. I know you do it for the hobby of it, but there's also the community part of it, right? Where do these funds go? Where does the money go that the people are paying at the gate and that sort of thing?
Well, we have several charities, and last year, 2024, we donated $41,000 to charities within Lake Havasu City. An example of a few, Arizona Children's Association, Desert Hills Fire Department, Faith and Grace, Grace Arts Youth Theatricals, Havasu Community Health Foundation, Havasu Silent Witness, Hospice of Havasu, Mojave County Sheriff's Canine, and so
as
forth.
As a board member of Havasu Silent Witness, thank you. Thank you very much. That's very important.
Yes.
Well, it's a funny story about that. 47 years ago, this is our 47th one, they started doing this. Todd Feshner, one of our charter members, and they started making money. And they're all looking at each other and saying,
what are we doing with this?
No, that's true. What do we do? Right. And somebody came up with the idea of, well, let's give it to local charities. And we've been building on that ever since.
So Relics and Rods is the 501c3?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for that. Thank you for helping the community.
Yeah, that's kind of why we do it.
Absolutely.
We enjoy the cars, but we really enjoy giving the money away. And it's really nice that the local newspaper puts us in there, showing that us giving the money away, because it's usually $1,000 to $1,500 to 20-30 different charities.
I have a question for you two gentlemen, both of you each. All right, what are you entering this year, John?
What am I entering? What car?
What car?
Our cars will be there.
What would
but we
you
don't
enter?
Enter them? Oh, I have a 70 Chevelle.
Okay, what would you enter, Mike?
My 71 El Camino.
Okay, these aren't rag tops or hard tops.
Mine's a hard top.
Okay,
yep.
Two door, four door.
Two-door,
of course. Like back in the day, right?
Yes.
Hot rods.
It's a hot ride.
Four doors.
Yeah.
Let's go over access for folks who have mobility issues.
Yeah, actually, Mobility Scooters has a site right at the main entrance, and they rent out their scooters, single-seat scooters. So that worked out really well for them and really well for us, and they do a really, really good job. I know a lot of years they keep bringing more and more because they run out. Many of them are rented out.
And another really great and unique thing to the Run to the Sun is there is great parking in an area where parking is an impossibility. They've got the best deal in the world for parking. You park at the convention center at the London
behind
Bridge
it.
Resorts mm-hmm. Convention Center, right behind it. You're right on the same grass that the car show is.
Yeah, it's only $2. He's still only charging $2 because we get him some man help to help park the cars.
And there's a shuttle?
And we have shuttles, right there.
Shuttle right into the show?
Yeah.
You just can't beat it.
Because there's a lot of walking. I'll be honest, folks.
Yeah.
I'm not getting any younger either, and, sometimes I have some mobility issues. There's a lot of walking at that show.
Yeah, so this year we actually bought four benches that we'll be actually raffling off also, and by each beer booth or refreshment booth, because there's water and soda there also, they can sit down on the bench and buy tickets to win the bench they're sitting on. So it's kind of nice because it's an American themed bench, and they're metal, and we've seen them, and we said, hey, that's a great idea. So we're also having, in case it's hot, which it has been the last 2 years, we're having tents at each beer booth too,
so they can
sit down and be out of the sun if it is a hot day
and drink a little of Romer's fine product.
That would be that would be good too.
Imbibing.
Yes. Just a little.
So John, you mentioned the rentals as far as mobility goes. Can people bring their own?
Yes, they can bring their own as long as they're single mobility scooters, not golf carts or, you know, something that can carry passengers. Right. If it's single, absolutely. And we encourage it, for sure.
All right, our number, if you have any questions for John or Mike, is 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. Make this talk radio, not just listen radio, right?
Yeah.
And the text line, we have a text line.
Yes.
Just like Common Ground does, just like Speak Out 2.0, 928-727-5566. You know, all this stuff isn't written down because there'd be even more papers on the desk, right? So, anyway, the fashion show.
Fashion show.
That's a different event at a different site, right?
It's very, very unique to car shows, I think. I've never seen another fashion show for the girls, and it's at the London Bridge Convention Center. And it's $5 entry if you have an armband, $15 without an armband if you're not a participant car person bringing your car. But they have raffle baskets, 50-50, light refreshments. The theme is Jungle Boogie. So that ought to be interesting. I think I've told this story before. When I first started in the club 25 years ago or something, I was working the gates, and the gentleman that was showing me what to do said, go up to the convention center and get some more mugs. I don't remember why. Anyways, going to the fashion show, what a silly thing. I went in there, and it was totally mobbed, and I've been a big fan ever since. I mean, it was standing room only. The girls were having nothing but fun. It gives the girls something to do also when they get bored of looking at cars. And so it's very, very unique and just very, very fun. I mean, it's amazing how much fun those girls
were having.
You
sure you don't sneak over there and check out the fashion show, John? Come on.
I'm not allowed to.
Why is that?
Anymore. Because there's an open bar there, and I'm working.
Oh, I see. If you don't recognize the music, that is Jungle Boogie. That is Cool in the Gang, right?
Yes.
It's all Cool in the Gang. All right. Jim Russell's here. Brother Jim Russell.
Yes,
my co-host on Tuesday now.
Yeah.
I said Monday.
I'm gradually learning.
I'm gradually learning.
It's another day.
Yeah. You know, there was like 3 or 4 months in a row that he texted me, and are we doing a show today?
Yeah.
And it was on Monday.
Well, it takes a while to learn, you know?
You got to relearn it, right?
That's true.
Also, John Homerding and Mike White are here. They are the co-chairs for the Relics and Rods Run to the Sun, the 47th annual at the Bridgewater Links Golf Course. And all proceeds go to charity. You guys are awesome, man. I like the shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
How come he's got a Relics and Rods shirt on and you have a Navy shirt on? Did you just come from a meeting or something, Mike?
Oh, no. That's just because I'm proud to have served in the U.S. Navy.
I'm proud to say thank you for your service.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much. All right. Back with more in a moment. Marissa June hasn't told me if we've given away any tickets yet, so I'm going to put them out there again.
Yeah.
Cardinals hosting the Titans this Sunday. 4 tickets plus parking pass. I don't know how much they are now, but they used to be like $25 for that parking pass.
And what a great value to be able to park.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Again, 1:05 p.m. We'll have it live on KNTR Sports. But you can go down and see the game yourself at State Farm Stadium in Glendale. Cardinals hosting the Titans. 4 tickets. 928-855-9336. Marissa, grab that phone. It's starting to ring. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Feel the funk, yo. Let it flow. Jim, you ever try to play this on drums and sing it at the same time?
No.
I have. Yeah, it's crazy. I wish I had the clacking going on.
Uh-huh.
That's clackers, right? Is that what you called them before, Mike?
Yeah.
Those are clackers, but they're going to have a different kind, much louder at Run to the Sun.
I have a Richie Valens story, though.
You do?
I do.
On CD?
Richie Valens grew up and did his singing in the greater L.A. area.
Pacoima.
And Pacoima was in what we used to call the Valley.
Ah, yeah.
And he used to go to, he was into the cars of the period. And he used to go to parties and sit on the record player and sing before he became a big star. And he belonged to a car club called the Innocents.
Ah.
The Innocents of the Valley. And he was followed by Kathy Young and the Innocents, who had a couple of moderate hits and things.
You told me that story before.
Yeah.
You guys ran in the same circles.
Yes.
So if he was in the Innocents, what were you in, the Guilty?
Yeah. Pretty much, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a text. She's saying she's texting me. Actually, the Cardinals tickets are taken.
Well,
somebody won them. Congratulations, by the way. That's really excellent. They're called castanets. That's what she was trying to tell me.
Castanets.
Those are castanets.
Good.
All right.
And
I just thought they were sticks.
My car club in that period was the Idlers.
The Idlers?
Yes.
All right. Well, mine was the Revers, so we revved it at idle. Kidding.
It's a lot of similarities.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Speak Out brought to you in part by the chair, also Mojave College, by SamsGuns.com, also Solar Power by Esme Electric, Doritos Place, the Lewis Team Remax by the Lake with Bobby and Julie Lewis, and Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles. Check them out online. LookyLou'sHavasu.com.
And? The best slogan of anybody.
You guys heard this one?
You die, I buy.
Yeah.
The antique store. That's a great slogan.
It is great.
I'm hoping not to do business with him anytime soon.
Well.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. You wouldn't know you did business with him.
That.
But I like the part, if your kids don't want your stuff, I do. He says that, too. So, there you go. Do you think your kids want your stuff?
I know they don't, because I don't have any.
What about your car? Your Chevelle.
I guess my significant others give it to one of her children.
Very good. Did we talk about the awards ceremony and the 50 cars yet?
No, I think that's important. We do an award ceremony at 4 o'clock. We start at 4 o'clock. We do a color guard, thanks to Mike setting that up the last couple of years, on the main stage. And it's nice to see all 50 winners or 50-some winners parade through and get their trophy. And speaking of trophies, Mike.
Yeah, the trophies.
Nice. That was a good handle, wasn't it?
Smooth. Yeah.
Kind of. If he knew it was coming, it would have been even better.
That would have been a fumble, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, kind of was, I guess.
Go ahead.
You know? Anyway, our trophies are made from the Navajo Nation in Gallup, New Mexico. They're Kachina dolls. They're one of a kind, and we don't know, at least I don't know, of any other show that hands these out. We do that as opposed to a petrified piston on a stand or a cheap plastic trophy with a car on top of it.
A welded shock absorber.
Exactly.
I get it.
These are really a novel item to have.
Are they always appreciated, though, Mike?
Not always, no. No,
about 99% do, though.
That's a great story, though.
99% do. The only complaint I got was in Prescott when I was at a car gathering.
Wow.
From someone who won at the Run
to
the Sun.
How could you complain about a Kachina doll? That's a great trophy.
Very
colorful.
They've
got a plaque on there, and who sponsored the plaque, and what the category they won. So, I mean, it's, you know, somewhat personalized to that effect.
I got you. All right, so where are we left now?
Sponsors? With just continuing on the award ceremony, we also, at the same time, we do the 50-50 drawing last, but we also have booze wagons that raffle off, the mayor conventions I mentioned before. We have other goodies, refrigerator, Budweiser refrigerator, and a toolbox, a Craftsman toolbox, too, that we all go ahead and give away.
You said booze wagons?
Yeah.
Plural.
Yeah, I think Susie's got two of them this year for us.
Oh, wow.
Yep, she loads them up with liquor and they wraps them tight, and,
sure,
and we raffle those off, and it's a nice little touch.
A raffle or an auction?
It's a raffle.
Oh, okay. And how much does your 50-50 usually draw? Is that over the three days, right?
2 days.
2 days.
2 days. That, Friday and
those
Saturday.
Those are sold for 2 days and then 50-50?
Two separate.
Oh,
Friday's a 50-50, Saturday's a 50-50.
Oh, okay.
And we run over $1,000, sometimes way over $1,000.
I bet you do.
There's
lot of people there.
And we did something really neat this year with the tickets. You know how you buy a whole bunch of tickets and you're trying to look at all your numbers? Well, Susie, that takes care of that for us. You buy a card of tickets, all the same, and you got to peel them off just like the other way. Mm-hmm. But there's only one number, so you keep one. This says keep this number,
right.
And so if you buy 20 tickets, 20 tickets all go in, but you only have to worry about one number.
I like that.
That's very clever.
Yeah, I think there's 10 to pack, 10 to a card. Come to think of it, but if you buy, but that is just so clever. I said, that's gonna really, a lot of people are gonna start going for that, because I know I go to a lot of raffle things and stuff.
Yeah, you're reading all the numbers.
Yeah, it's crazy, and this way you only got a few numbers to look at.
Somebody might complain about that too. You know?
I'm sure.
People are creatures.
We try not to focus too much on that half a percenter.
Okay, entries. Is it too late to enter?
No, you can enter. We even have people come and enter on Saturday, Saturday morning. So, no, you can enter right all the way up until it's over with if you choose.
I seem to remember the number 800 as a bar last year.
Yeah, that's what we shoot for. We comfortably fit 800 on the golf course. We have had 1,000, but 800 makes it comfortable because everybody gets a nice grass spot. When we start to go over 800, some of the spots are kind of dirt.
So if you're an exhibitor, you have a vehicle, you have a space, are you required to sit there with your car in any certain number of hours?
No, not at all. You have reserved parking spaces, so you can even drive your car in and out all day if you want, and because your space is reserved for the extra $10.
Okay.
So, people get up and walk around. It's very few people just sit by their cars.
You want to go over the sponsors?
Yeah, Mike, would you like to go over the sponsors?
There's only like 5 minutes worth.
Yeah, there's I could go over and over and over, but I'm going to mention a few and send it back to John.
Tell people how to enter, right? We want to tell people how to actually enter the show if they have a vehicle that they want to put in the show.
Now
and then, what year?
Because of the time frame, now you would go. And enter on Wednesday,
okay.
Registration day, and you'd go to London Bridge Convention Center, and you would register there. And you can do that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and even Saturday morning.
Before we turn it over to Mike for the sponsors, what are the classes and what years?
Numerous.
Yeah. Right, but I understand that, Jim, but can I put a 90 car in?
Well, there is 30 classes, actually 33 classes. We don't have the time to list them all, but they're all on our registration form.
What's the newest car that'll be in there?
Well, now we started American Muscle Factory Muscle Car, and that is from 78 to current.
Oh.
Yeah, so we go all the way. Last year we had about, 10, 12 Corvettes, a couple new Camaros, a couple brand new Mustangs. It's really nice to see those cars too.
Yeah, they're incredible.
Yeah, they're amazing. Definitely.
Speeds.
Do you think they had a 68 Camaro, a blonde Z?
I don't know. I don't think she.
She had it parked out front the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Out front of the restaurant.
Yeah, always.
You know,
always.
And for people that haven't entered before, hey, don't be intimidated by all the wonderful, wonderful cars and think you're not up to it. It is a great, great show, and it isn't intimidating. They make it very welcoming, and the ability to reserve a place takes all of that fear of where am I going to go?
Yes.
What do I have to do?
Let me dovetail off that with my Corolla, right, that Steve calls a chick car. Right, I drive it in all the way up to the stage, and nobody eggs me or anything. I feel welcome even with that car.
Well, that's entirely a mistake.
Yeah.
Ouch! Wow.
Where's security?
That's just because of who you know, Paul.
No, I'm just saying that's pre-owned certified. Even.
Yes.
Hey, Mike, bail me out of this with some sponsors,
okay?
Please.
Our major sponsors here. I got to give a shout out to Classic Performance Products. They've been with us a lot of years, and they just continue to support this show year after year after year. I need to give a big shout out to Napa Auto Parts, brand new sponsor this year. They stepped up pretty big time to help us out. And of course we have the Boat Brokers in Romer. Really
couldn't do it without them.
No. Romer is just they're just super. We've got Cactus Custom Coatings, Havasu Solar, Natural Tees. We have to give a big shout out to the London Bridge Resort. Huge sponsor. Need to give a shout out to KNTR.
Yes.
Also.
Well, that was nice of you.
Did you say Natural Tees, Mike? Also Natural Tees. They supply all of our t-shirts.
I mentioned that in there.
I think we
had. And Aspire.
Yeah.
I think we had Cactus Custom Coatings on last year on the show. That's the cool part for me is I was
when we're down at the show, correct.
The guests that you bring, it's always someone unique and a big sponsor. Like one year you brought Hangar 24, they're always a sponsor for Run to the Sun too.
Yeah, they have. I don't know if they actually got a chance to get them this year, did we?
I don't think we got
them
this year.
They've been on the fence forever, you guys.
Yeah. Oh,
with the banner and all that. Anyway, who else? You got a ton of food there.
Juicy's Restaurant.
There you go.
Lakeside Towing. London Bridge Days Parade, for instance. Lynette Fisher from Team One. Mojave Hitch and Welding. Mojave Mist and Spa. Mojave Solar. Mud Shark. Murphy Broadcasting. Excuse me.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. They run our news, so that's fine.
Run to the Sun Beer. We love it. Mud Shark again, Southwest Hospitality, State Farm, Cindy Cabanas, Alex Ross from State Farm, Timeless Timbers, and our other car show that we're heavily involved in, the Troop Box Convoy, is a sponsor this year also.
And that's in March.
Yes, March 28th.
So I have a pre-assignment for you. This is before the show, all right? We need to get somebody on from the London Bridge Days committee or the parade, you know, dispel the rumors out there. The parade's free this year, by the way. Okay, if you want to enter, right?
You got somebody on.
No, we want to get them on the show when we're on
the golf course.
Down
location.
There. Yeah. We can arrange that.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we can do that for sure.
You know, that'll be easy.
We do a little 5-7 minute segment for each of our guests on that show. That's what I really enjoy about that show, by the way.
Yeah, one thing is, too, on Sunday, we cap it off for the fifth day because we advertise this as a 5-day event. Mm-hmm. We have farewell coffee meet and greet at Birch Square. For everybody who wants coffee, and they meet there. And then we have a meet and greet down the street for a pancake breakfast immediately after. And the Cub Scout Troop 992 is the ones who sponsor that. And I believe it's donations only. I don't think they're charging. But so please, if you go, donate. And that is open to the public, too. You don't have to be a part of the Run the Sun if you don't want to be, although we encourage you to be.
A lot of times you can make more just by donations only.
Yes, I think so.
A lot
And they do a great job. Everybody loves the pancakes. Every year, I don't think we've ever had a complaint on the pancakes not being excellent.
No.
And that's on Sunday?
Yeah, it's on Sunday, correct.
And these young folks 9 a.m. work pretty hard to put that on.
Right. Sunday the 19th. So you've got first day is?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Second day, Thursday. Right?
And Friday comes next.
We'll be there on third day. No, I thought it was a 2-day event.
No, it's actually a 5-day event if you enter on Wednesday. There's 5 days because Wednesday you have with the kickoff party, so that's a big day too for us.
So there's two days on the golf course.
Yes,
we only have a minute left, so we covered a lot of information in an hour. Not every listener catches the show where we caught it, which was at the very beginning. Tell them how they can get more information.
You actually go to relicsandrods.com, and that's A-N-D, relicsandrods.com, and we have registration forms on there, and you can actually register on the website, and Diana gets that, And we encourage now, because it's getting so close, to actually just wait and register yourself on Wednesday at the event at the London Bridge Convention Center.
Or you can come into the lobby here at Radio Central. We have the books, because Jim brings us a bevy of books.
Yes, pick up a Tri-State Motor News, and the application form is in there.
Right, all right. We have a phone call, which is, well, kind of unbelievable, but, oh, it's Dallas. I'll go ahead and take this call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, how are you doing? This is Dallas.
Yes, Dallas. How can we help you? I have maybe 2 seconds left.
All right. I just need to know, you probably already said it, but what is the year of car that are available to register?
That's exactly.
Up to 1977, unless it's an American Muscle, then you can go all the way up to current.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dallas.
Thank you.
Appreciate
call, Dallas.
All right. One of our sponsors, of course, from the chair, Dallas Finch. All right. Brother Jim, thank you for being here.
A pleasure, as always.
Mike, John, thank you, sirs.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, again, it's the 47th annual Relics and Rods Run to the Sun, the week of, well, it starts the 15th.
15th, correct.
Perfect.
Right.
See, I can count, too.
Yeah.
John Homerding will be my co-host on that day. We are going to be broadcasting live from the Bridgewater Links Golf Course. All right, guys, did we miss anything?
Probably a lot, but
guess what? We'll cover it in 7 days.
There you go.
You guys will be back for a half hour. And Todd Frazier will be here, too.
Yes, Scott Frazier will be here.
Scott Frazier, my bad. Todd Frazier's a baseball player, or used to be. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out.
Must I be a teenager in love?
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Little Dion in the Belmonts. And, Jim, you remember when this came out.
Oh, you bet.
All right, on tomorrow's show, the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. We're going to talk about the London Bridge Beard and Mustache Contest.
Uh-huh.
Dan's all fired up, man. Dan Del Thompson's all fired up. He likes those whiskerinas, too, right? But, no, it's guest after guest after guest. I guess we have three of them calling in on the show tomorrow.
Calling in and holding the phone up to their beard.
Yeah, they're going to scratch their beard with the phone, I guess. I don't know. All right, join us tomorrow on Speak Out. Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. I cried a
tear. This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.